Now,
ahead.
Hell.
Go ahead. Big yourself up. Go ahead.
What you mean?
Go ahead. Keep going.
Last few hits. Yeah. What's happening, y'all? What's happening? Are we live right here?
We live.
Did we even hit the sound? We almost broke up right then.
Y'all heard that?
Who? Huh? On the 51 episode?
On the 51.
You about to let it go?
I walk out of here right now.
As you can see, we're in a new studio that we just purchased.
Bro,
tell them where we at today, bro.
You know the building where Tommy work at? We at the one across the street from that.
Special episode. We are going to smoke and get tattooed at the same time. And y'all know how we feel about black business. We are at Rolling Rose. Tattoo spot, Greensboro, showing love. When they move to Charlotte, it's going to be a problem.
They moving to Charlotte?
Yeah, I don't even know if I was supposed to say that. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say that.
Niggas will say some shit.
We will say some shit.
You ain't no DJ like you breaking a record.
Exclusive.
Anyway,
exclusive.
We always like to shout out
Rolling
Black business.
Rose.
We have two dope black tattoo artists. Introduce yours first.
This is the owner of Rolling Rose right here, my man Cam. Cam, look at the camera right there. Cam, say what's up to the people, Cam.
Cam specializes in portraits. You know what I'm saying? Producer, throw some portraits in there real quick. Show the page. You know what I'm saying? Cam specializes in portraits. Also, we have the beautiful Jada, a.k.a. retired WNBA basketball star. She tattoos me as well. She's done the Drake, as you can see. You know what I mean? She did my little Wayne. Make some noise for me in the building.
Rolling Rose.
How y'all feel, man? Y'all feel good? You feel good?
I feel great. Like, Cam, how did you come up with the name Rolling Rose?
Take the mic. Talk to the mic, brother. This is professional. He's not gonna hold the dick to your lip. Now, hell.
Rolling Rose came from. Y'all want like the real answer or like?
We real here. Yeah, we real.
Okay. So I was watching like.
Talk to the mic.
The Dirt on Netflix.
Who?
Y'all know what The Dirt is?
The Dirt?
Yeah, it's called The Dirt with Motley Crue.
Okay.
So it brought in the whole Motley Crue thing, the rock star thing, and I mean, it just all related to me. Life has always been about like rolling dice, like taking a chance on things, even when like I was a teacher, you know, I had a stable job.
Facts.
I just stayed there. Then I had two masters.
Okay.
I just kept on that path, but I was just like.
How long have you been tattooing?
Like 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
Biggest tattoo you ever done?
A full sleeve, and that's when I was tattooing at the crib.
Trapping at the house.
Yeah.
Tattooing in the kitchen, if you will.
I was in my kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Yeah, I was in my kitchen.
Right by the other appliances.
It was by the stove. Bro.
By the stove. And now, 3 years later, owner, shop, beautiful tattoo artist in here, full staff. How's that testimony? How that feel?
I mean, it feels good. I feel like we have a lot more that we have coming. The whole Rose Academy thing. It's the whole thing about starting, like, there's no more. I feel like there should be no reason to be a starving artist.
Mm.
Like, if you have art and most of the world is built of art, it should be no more starving artists. So all I'm doing is finding black artists and I'm teaching them like the way to sell their art as an entrepreneur and, you know, get benefits from it.
Make some noise for that, bro.
Make some noise for soft spoken Cam. My bad. I don't want to make him mad before he start tattooing me.
Yeah, spell something wrong. Then you're going to be pissed as hell.
You know what?
I need to do the questions for Jada.
We're
going to do opposite. That way she can hold the mic.
All right, so it's on Jada.
Y'all make some noise for my tattoo artist, Jada. Both of them actually my tattoo artists. You know what I'm saying?
Make some noise for Jada. Post me up in a game to five. Listen here. Jada, how long you been tattooing?
I've been tattooing for a year and a half. The right way, probably like 3 months.
What do you mean by the right way?
The right way, like with a mentor, like not at my house, in my kitchen, you know. Clean.
Boom, so boom, trapping. Well, where you from, Jada?
I like to say Charlotte, but I moved a lot. So
come
I'm
on, foe.
Monroe, North Carolina.
Monroe, okay. And what inspired you to be a tattoo artist?
I've been wanting to tattoo since I was like young. I used to watch Kat Von D. It's like an old tattoo show that came on like MTV.
Your first tattoo, what was it? How old were you?
I was 18, and it was a Scorpio on my rib.
On your ribs?
Mm-hmm.
No anesthesia, nothing?
No.
At 18 years old, went straight for the rib cage?
At 18.
Girl, pass that mic. Burn. Jada, hey man, post listen. Me up in the game to 7 now because you like it on your ribs.
Last few hits, man. As you can see, we're taking it on the road, man. It's a beautiful thing. It's still going to be the length of a blunt.
Beautiful thing.
We're going to get tatted while we get it done, so we're going to try to man this while the camera's on. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody know tattoos hurt. Can we just be honest about that?
Can we be honest about
can
that?
Can we be honest about that? And anybody who say it don't hurt is a bold-faced liar.
Can I be honest about something right now?
Yes.
This will be the first tat I've gotten in a while without my my numbing cream.
So you're going to admit it on camera?
I'll admit it on camera. I've gotten plenty of tattoos with numbing
You have
cream.
No shame in your game.
B-I-T-C-H-I-M.
For those who don't know, he spelled
love
bitch.
Me. I don't care nothing about what you think about me.
He spelled bitch.
You know, so yeah.
Hey, but look, man, I'm glad. I want to thank them for letting us come and shoot an episode, yes. Giving them a shout-out, shouting Black Business. Let's get started. Drink, you ready? Now, I'm going to tell you about Cam. He real particular, bro. So yours might, the episode might end, and you still be in the chair. But me and Jada, ha-ha, out of here. Go ahead and do your thing, baby.
Hey, I might add, though, we are really showing some skill right here.
What you mean?
Smoking, holding the microphone.
And listen.
Getting the tattoos.
Y'all got to see the dedication last few hitters.
You got to see the dedication. You got to see, like, we are seeing it through right here.
Okay. And not only do they do tattoos here, let's just give a shout out to everybody. There's other tattoo artists here as well. They're not in, but we also have, they have a piercer.
A piercer.
Okay. Shouts out AK, I believe.
And I'm not talking about swords.
Okay.
I mean,
does she pierce everything, including vajayjays? Has she?
She does.
Does she pierce for JJ's?
Cam, does she pierce? No,
for JJ's.
Yeah.
No for JJ's.
No for JJ's. No moose knuckles. We ain't piercing no moose knuckles.
No camel toes. We not putting
no camel
toes together.
No moose knuckles.
We only doing nipples and ears, lip and nose.
Belly button.
We doing belly buttons? What if you thick? What's the thickest belly button that can be pierced?
Wait a minute.
Is there a weight requirement for belly buttons?
I mean, belly buttons are for lack of a better word, I would say, now, if you 2 biscuits short.
Describe 2 biscuits.
You 2 biscuits short of a fupa. You straight. I reckon. I ain't going. All right.
I'm about to get started and continue to go through it. Jada, I appreciate you. And we're going to show you what the tattoos look like when we get done. I'm getting the Black Panther. You know what I'm saying? You know me. Big baby, stay woke.
I'm getting my childhood nickname, which is Magoo.
Okay.
Right there. I'm starting on my sleeve on my arm over here. I'm getting my childhood nickname Magoo.
Not drink. Now, being that we got tattoo artist here, y'all can't hear the response, but we're gonna talk for him. Do y'all have any tattoos that don't make sense that was like dumb? Like I shouldn't have got that was stupid. You got a heart around your nipple.
Burn.
Okay.
Right. Owner Cam says he has a heart around his nipple.
All right.
Burn. He likes for women to suck it.
I feel like Cam could have kept that to himself. I don't think I can get tattooed.
You can't have a heart on your nipple and not tell a chick, go ahead and suck that nipple.
Who has a heart on their nipple. Heart. How high were you, Cam, when you said they'd be like, you know what I want? Okay, what influence was you under when you was like, you know what I want?
Oh, there was
I want
a
heart
involved.
On my nipple. And Drake, can I be real with you? This shit is hurting.
It is?
Okay, but I'm because she right on the elbows. She getting the tough part done, ain't you? She's getting the tough part out of the way, y'all. Y'all see the pain in my face, but I'm fighting because the camera on. Mm. And there's other people in here, and I can't be no bitch.
He just started on mine. Feels like I'm getting
but
shots.
A brother seeing it through. Now, do you sweat when you get tattoos? Do you sweat a little bit? My adrenaline raises.
I don't sweat. I remember you used to like keep a cup of ice chips.
Because my mouth got
you
hot.
You like to eat ice chips.
Mm-hmm.
I never understood that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. Cam
Jada,
snitching.
Yep, Cam
snitching.
Just snitched on Jada. Post me up. What's Jada.
What's the dumbest tattoo you ever got? See, I'm sweating. You see the sweat? That's why I wore black. Oh, Jada has 2 tattoos that don't make
Jada
sense.
Jada has 2
So if you
watch
this
tattoos.
Episode, last few hitters, and you got some dumb tattoos, don't. It's not your fault. Everyone does it. Jada, what tattoos are they? The first one is a name. I had to put my blunt down. I started sweating.
You got a guy's name?
How old was you, Jada? She got a guy's name. How old was you? He was knocking that thing down. You hear me?
Was dogmatized, wasn't you?
Knocking that down. You're not going to don't get nobody name on you unless they make you have a seizure, okay? You got to get into a full eye rolling for them to put the tattoo on them.
What was the second one?
Have I had some vagina that I would tat on me? Yeah, I've had a few. It's on your face.
It's a what on top of it?
So you had to get it covered.
You put a dragon on
you
top.
You put a
of
nigga
it.
Name on your face, Jada? On the back of your neck where he saw when he was back there performing? He saw his name.
And you was like, look, I got to get this on. Look, put a dragon. I wish I could burn it off. Just put a dragon.
Now, look, for content purposes, since we ask everybody their tattoos or whatever, Osama, when did you get your first tattoo?
Oh, it was probably about a good year and a half to 2 years ago. And now I have probably like, I don't know how many.
So tattoos have no age limit. I'll just let you know that he had a midlife crisis and that's when he started. Just let you know right now.
So when you going to chill out? Now or a little bit later on in the episode?
Like, bro, I'm just saying, who the hell wasted their grown with 2-car garage and a full house backyard? And then tattoo, you supposed to get your first tattoo either in high school at somebody's house like Cam and Jada.
To be honest with you.
Or you're supposed to get it your first year in college when you moved out, and it was because every school has a tattoo shop by the school.
To be honest with you, doesn't it sound better to like have a house and a garage and stuff, and then like, hey, I can get some tattoos now?
No, that sounds proper and stupid. Tattoos are for young and dumb, and then you grow into like your art and what you want to get.
When it's about young and dumb, why can't it be like I'm grown now and I can pay for it all?
Low key, you waited too late. If you want me to just be honest, you waited too late.
Man. Burn, burn, burn. I mean, just took the air out. Did you hear my horn? Burn, burn, burn. Burn, burn, burn. Took the air out of my horn.
And just to let y'all know, getting the tattoo and doing an episode of talking is hard as fuck. It's not easy. I don't want you to think it's easy. Mm-mm. Put the blunt down 3 times. And your blunt, are you still smoking?
Yeah, I'm over here. I'm chiefing, buddy.
Gangsta shit, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Talk to me. What's on your mind? What's a tattoo you want to get but you're scared to get? Like, if you could, fight through it all. What's like your dream tattoo? You like, yeah, I get that shit.
I want you know how Tupac had Thug Life across the stomach, top of his stomach.
You want that on your stomach?
No, I want to get Joke Life.
Ooh,
yeah.
There's no way to do that without. You know,
he had the bullet where the eye is in life. I want mine to be a microphone.
Now that's dope.
Now if y'all see that in the next upcoming, if y'all see that anytime, boy, I'm telling y'all, somebody steal that. Ain't gonna be nothing I can do really.
The tattoo I want that I wish I could like really fight through, I really would like the whole back angel wing situation.
Constantine.
Yeah, Ja Rule, if you will.
Blackstantine.
You know what I'm saying? Like
you wanna be.
I really would like the wings all the way, you know, from the top of the back all the way to, you know what I'm saying, the angel wings, but I don't know if I could sit. I don't know if that's possible.
Hey. See, ain't it good knowing that you can just get tattoos carefree and not have to worry about it though?
Oh, you're talking about with a numb cream?
Because no, I'm just saying a lot of people don't get them because, you know, job, whatever.
Right, 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 right.
You know, military, this, that.
But whatever. I will say, I think tattoos is more acceptable now more than ever. I think tattoos, I even go to say as locks, you know, piercings, a lot of that stuff is very highly acceptable because the world is doing that right now. So what, you're not going to do, hire the world?
Yeah, that's the truth.
It's doctors out here with full sleeves, like full doctors, surgeons, like, you know, nurses, teachers.
True.
You know what I'm saying? I know teachers with full sleeves, so we're in a new era where I think it's highly accepted. So if you want to get that tattoo, man, get it. It's expression. It's art. And you know what I'm saying? Yes, the pain is real, but the pain is only temporary, man. And if you get something that's inspiring, you can look at every day that makes you want to get up and get moving, get that shit.
What was your most painful spot? Pause.
Most painful tat for me, I say the middle of the chest. The middle of the chest, that thing was on fire. That almost made me tap. Middle of the chest.
I'm going to go ahead and say the inside of the arm, right there above the armpit and all that.
You talking about right there on the bicep.
Boy.
The bicep.
I thought my arm was severed off.
Severed?
Severed.
Removed?
Yes.
I don't know. Most painful tap. I would have to go chest. I think the chest did it. The hand. The hand. Your hand didn't hurt?
You mean like on the top of the hand?
Did you numb your hand?
I think I numbed the hand.
How do you numb a hand? You just had it wrapped up like you got in a fight?
Yeah. Throw the cream in there and wrap it up like, yeah, like I'm about to go box.
Cam, most painful tattoo.
Your rib.
Cam says ribs.
So not the heart around the nipple.
So you ate the nipple.
Burr, burr, burr. Can we go back to that?
Yeah, burr, burr, burr. Bring it back.
Burr, 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 burr,
that lets you know Cam is a whole freak. Burr, anybody burr, burr, who burr, burr, get burr. A heart on their nipple is a full-blown freak. Do you hear me?
Cam,
is it colored?
The inspiration for the nipple, it wasn't a female involved. You were just there to tell, like, yo, I want to get this heart around my nipple. Yeah. Yeah. But now is it? But now is it a thing, like, when you're getting with the leg, like, hey, girl, get sucked that nipple. That's what triggered it. A chick saw it and was like, ooh, you got a heart around your nipple, and started lapping on that thing. Yeah.
Don't use the word lacking.
I said lapping. I'm talking about, you hear me?
Latch.
Latched on that thing. That boy was sitting.
That's enough sucking, baby. Get up. Oh, man. Dog, let the weed lead you. Let the weed lead you. Has he even started on you?
Yes, he's done with three letters so far.
I went ahead and put my blunt down, bro. I went ahead and just, you know what I'm saying? I want y'all to see me
in the
raw form, okay? I'm over here in pain, bitch. Do you hear me?
Yeah, he's shading in one of the O's now.
Woo, woo.
Feels like he's taking blood.
Tattoo you don't have but want to get. We already talked about that. Jada, what was your most painful tattoo? Hand, I agree. Hand. I hear some of the toughest places is like the feet, between the feet. That neck, is that neck tough? Neck hurt? Drink, what you got on? You don't got nothing on your neck?
No, I don't. I'm just here to tell you right now. If I ever go to neck, numbing cream is happening. I mean, I'm gonna wrap my neck up like I've been in a wreck. I'm gonna slap that cream on there and I'm gonna wrap it up.
Do you know how sweaty your neck gonna be when that plastic come off?
I don't give a damn. As long as it's numb.
It's gonna be numb cream running down your chest. Your whole chest gonna be fucked up for a week.
Look, man. Okay, the mean justify the end.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. But it works for people. Just like it just did for me. Huh?
Oh, man. You got people thinking I smoke dirty, and I don't appreciate that.
Even Cam just laughed because he know you smoke dirty.
I don't smoke dirty, bro. That was for one episode, man. We even wrote it back when they saw how clean I smoke, bitch. Hold on, Cam. Hold on, Cam.
Chill out. That's the only
now, yeah, he invited me to this establishment. Right, I need to shut up. Right, you're right.
He can get that off.
Hey, I know respect when I hear it. Now, hell. We're getting ready for the spring. Pollen ain't hit yet. Is it on its way?
It's on its way.
Is the spring the most scariest time for black people? Because I feel like it takes black people down. It's spring. The spring keep us. How come spring keep black people in the house?
Burn. Can I say this?
Of course you can, brother.
I feel like I've never seen a white person with allergies. Just on the commercials.
Now, hold on. Burn. Now, hold the fuck on.
Like
I've never seen a white person with allergies. I never seen them sniffle. Well, that's because they be outside, though. I think they build up an immunity because they be outside. They camp, 4-H camp. You know what I'm saying? They go out hunting. So they've developed certain.
Burn.
Yeah.
I'm just keep going. I feel.
They develop certain immunities because they be out. They sleep it outside a lot. Black people, we don't play outside. We play outside, but we don't play outside.
Burn. And I also have to thank allergies.
Why?
Can I thank allergies?
Thank them for what?
Those of us who smoke weed and you've been caught in a compromising position, like, say, going back into work after lunch break.
Right.
So, ooh, what's wrong with your eyes?
Allergies.
So to all of us who smoke weed, we got to thank allergies. Because that's been one of our main excuses. I know I've used it plenty of times.
That I got allergies.
I've used allergies plenty of times.
Can I be honest? When COVID first hit.
Come on, somebody.
And I would cough a few times, and I wasn't sure. Had to blame that thing on the allergies. But I know I didn't have, because I could still smell and taste. I know I didn't have the vid. But I'd be like, ooh, that allergy would toe up on me.
Somebody look at you, and you had to tell them.
Allergies.
Allergies.
This is what pissed me off. I ain't developed allergies until I became a grown man. So all my life as a kid, I was judging those kids who couldn't breathe.
You know what that is?
Laughing.
You know what it is?
Karma?
No. It's not karma at all. You ought to blame yourself. You know what that is? You stopped playing outside. That's what that was.
I stopped playing outside?
That's right.
I did stop playing outside.
When you was younger, sometimes you fell, got some dust and dirt in your mouth. Just swallowed it.
What's up? Ate that.
What's up? Ate that.
Dirt was chewy anyway.
What's up?
On the teeth. Made your teeth strong.
Spit out the little grit and then just swallow
and
the
rest. Get back to moving.
What's up?
Bro, we will fall and scrape our leg and not even go put a Band-Aid on it. We will continue to play. We will continue to play.
I mean, you see the
with
chair.
With a scar. Open dirt wound. That ain't nothing wrong with us.
You remember you get that scar?
Uh-huh.
And you put that, your mom and them, somebody tell you, they put that peroxide on there.
Uh-huh.
Say, it don't hurt.
It don't hurt, and it do.
Damn lie.
Why does
peroxide? As soon as that shit start bubbling, that shit really do hurt. Burns. That shit really do hurt.
I do like the peroxide when the bubble up, though. That was my thing growing up. I don't know what it was about that. Does that make me weird? Am I the only one who would see a wound?
No, it's not. I
and put peroxide on it, be like, ah, look at it, sizzle.
You do the peroxide at least 3 times.
Yeah, be like,
you
ah,
peroxide, wipe it off
cleaning
cotton
it out,
ball.
Bitch.
Peroxide, ah, wipe it off cotton ball. Peroxide, okay, it's white. It's leaving.
It's
okay.
Clean, it's clean, yeah. I don't know what it was. Hey, can I be honest? Sometimes I slap that alcohol in because I be like, ah. Like to see if I could fight through it. You know what I'm saying? I put the alcohol in the top cap, slap that shit white on the roof.
Burn. Can I be honest about something?
Be honest, brother. This is a safe space.
I'm scarred about my childhood Band-Aids, so I only buy a certain kind of Band-Aid.
What Band-Aid do you buy?
You know, the clothy, flexible Band-Aid.
So you buy that thick-ass Band-Aid?
No. Yeah, the one that got flexible.
The one that kind of peels off and have the strings hanging off?
When you were little, you had those plastic ones, man, and they stick to your skin, pull your hair off and shit.
So you was nervous about pulling your Band-Aid off fast.
Yeah, that's right. No, not the
You want a fast Band-Aid pull-offer.
Yeah, I'm grown now. I go flexible fabric.
Woo!
Yep.
Did you pull your Band-Aid off fast or slow? Cam, fast or slow?
Came off fast every time.
Fast. Jada, fast or slow? Everybody's fast. Average black person's fast. You got to yank. You can't, But we do test it first before we pull it off. You do got to pull a corner. And get about 2 or 3 hairs to snatch. I'll be like, oh, yeah, this is going to hurt. Let me get, yeah. You got to test it. Nobody goes straight to a straight peel off. It's a corner. Yuck up.
That's it.
I don't think these new kids is built for Band-Aids. These bitch-ass kids, they got wraps. These new kids wrap up their wounds. Are you about to shade?
Dang, she ain't got, I'm shading over here.
Oh, it's a competition.
No, it's not.
It's a competition? No, it's not.
It's not that. It's not that.
Ooh, Lord. It got hot. This episode still would be the length of a blunt, y'all. It's hard to smoke and tat at the same time.
Rolling Rolls. No, it's not. You just got to be, you know.
You know what we got to film, though? We got to film when we get in the last few hits smoking tattoos. You already got last few hits, but I got to get mine. And that got to be an episode we shoot for the last few hit people, bro. You know what
Definitely.
I'm saying?
Definitely.
Last few hits.
Can't shake too much. Got the tattoo.
Oh yeah, you can't shake a lot when you got
just
down.
Just said that. Wasn't a whole lot of shaking.
Hey, wasn't a whole lot of energy or nothing. We just saw it through, didn't we?
Don't want nothing to mess
Ooh,
up. Don't
show you're right.
Do you know what? Have you ever met somebody with a messed up tattoo?
Yes.
What was it? What was that tattoo at? How was it messed up?
Boy, you know, some people's faces be uneven.
No, I have a friend of mine. You know the scripture verse, Philippians.
Oh my God!
You know, I can do.
Did somebody mess up a verse?
What's the Philippians verse?
You know, you can't ask me nothing about the Bible.
I can
scripture.
Do all things through Christ.
You know, you
the strength.
That strength is me.
The strength is yeah. You know, y'all got it. Don't trip. Don't act like it's just me. Now out there, last few hitters. But look here. You know, he got that Bible verse, Philippians, right?
Uh huh. He spelled Philippines.
But the tattoo artist done messed around and spelled Philippines.
So he got Philippines.
He got Philippines and the numbers.
What's the numbers? Is it 9 and 12?
Don't get me. Don't get me. I don't sit on the first few pews. I be up in the balcony.
You be on the balcony?
I go bedside.
Oh, what's
go
up?
To church, go straight up to the balcony.
Is it wrong to watch church high on Bedside Baptist? It is.
Yes. Yes.
So you've never smoked and watched church?
What about respect? No. If I'm a smoke, I just ain't gonna go. I just ain't gonna watch church.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? What they talking about on NFL game day?
Okay.
That's what I'm gonna go to.
But what if you high and the sermon's good? You're like, ooh, I gotta watch this.
How do I even get there when I'm high? I don't get there. I don't even get there.
Okay.
I know it's disappointing to you, but no. I don't get there.
Hey man, this has been another wonderful episode of Last Few Hits, man. We in Rolling Rose. Bro, we in here getting tatted, smoking at the same time. Beautiful black artists holding us down, man. Y'all make sure y'all follow them. Check out their work, man. Check out their work. And I, Jane, I just want to let you know, for you to be
Rolling Rose,
a year, what, 3 months, you said, professionally, you said? You are doing great, Cam. You're doing a great job.
Post me up, Jada. She played basketball.
She played ball.
You played collegiate D1 basketball.
Collegiate, okay.
That's right.
She had a locker. She had a locker and a trainer.
That's right. She got free shoes.
Yes. Stretch, massage. She had the most sweatsuits. How many sweatsuits? Never mind. We'll get
to
that.
Oh, no, that's not that. I want to ask you, how many times did you flip your shorts down? Once or twice?
Once.
Once?
Yep.
Okay,
yep. Cool. She had a lot of legs. Yeah, she can't do twice.
Some of y'all be tripping me doing it twice. And we're like, all right, now, girl, showing a little hip. Now,
yeah,
right, now.
The new basketball girls, they took them shorts up them legs. Hell yeah. Lay up. Hey, man, anything you want to say to the people? We appreciate y'all for fucking with us.
We appreciate y'all.
51st episode, and we are now on Audio Boom. So we will be on iTunes. This is the first episode.
Yeah.
iTunes, Spotify, everything, man. The count set up is dope. Be on the lookout, and I actually sent a text out the other day. The All Deaf Cannabis family gonna leak up and catch up, man. So y'all be prepared for that episode coming soon. And as always, man, I'm Darren Big Baby Brand.
Shout out to my childhood basketball coach that gave me my childhood name, Popcorn. Shout out to Popcorn. I don't know if Popcorn dead or alive or not, but shout out to him. He gave me that nickname. I'm gonna stop. Been drinking. We gonna holler.
I ain't want nothing to do with that one.
Nothing. Nothing?
Cut!
I don't know if he dead or alive. I want to shout him out, though. Shoot. Nigga looking down on a nigga if he is. Nigga like, oh, my nigga shouted me out. That's cool. That's good.